Good morning, brothers and sisters. I come to you to share a testimony of what God has done in my life. I'm very blessed this morning already. I love singing, and the singing just inspired me. Inspired me to keep searching for Him and to live a better life and live it for Him. I guess, as most of you know, I was born in an Amish home, fairly godly home, had a good child's life. My parents didn't have regular family devotions, but every other Sunday we'd go to church, and in between Sunday we would have a devotion at home, and my parents would want to know us. All his children to get together in the living room and read from God's Word. Mother was a great blessing to me already. She kept wanting me to live a good life. And my father was rarely at home when I was younger. Seemed he was busy, had a lot of work to do, and just never really had a bonding relationship with him. My teen years, when I was about 16 or 17, my older brother rebelled against the church, was involved in a lot of sin, and life at home was a little tense because of that. He left the church, moved out of the house, and I decided then that I didn't want to join the church till I was ready. I had seen different times where people joined the church, got baptized. They weren't ready. It didn't make a difference in their life, and I decided I didn't want that. So, by then I was at the age where we normally join a youth group. There's a fair selection of youth groups, some more liberal, some conservative. I joined a fairly liberal group, got involved in a lot of drinking, some drugs, immorality, anything you can imagine pretty much. But I still had kind of my own standards that I drew up that I tried to keep my own standards. For instance, I was convinced that stealing was very wrong. Tried to keep God's Word holy, like in church and all, but there were still kind of my own standards. I still just lived my own life. And then I drew kind of out of the partying world and got more involved in sports. Tried to clean my life up a little bit. Did a lot of sports, baseball, a lot of skiing, hunting. And I loved it. I loved the outdoors, and it was just, that was where my heart was right then. That was about the time that I met my wife, Sarah. We started dating. I was 18. And things kind of changed then. Tried to settle down a little bit and spend time together. We had our struggles. Her parents did not approve of who I was for the fact that I was not as conservative as they thought I should be, the type of things I did, but it kind of brought its share of struggles into our relationship. I almost broke up a few times. And we were dating for about almost 3 years, and when I was 20, I decided that I want to join church. The way it works in the Amish church, you have to be baptized to become a member of the church. So I did baptism classes for a couple months that summer, where they kind of walk you through a confession of faith, which is a very good confession of faith. But I walked through them, and time came late in the summer when it was time to be baptized. But my heart still wasn't really there, so I didn't want to give myself up. I was a proud young man, I guess. But I knew I had to get baptized and join the church to get married, so I went through with it. And after that, I kind of tried to keep on cleaning my life up. I would try and do good things, and ended up, we got married. I was very much, I didn't consider myself a bad person. I was very much like every good thing and good deeds would improve my chances of going to heaven. Not that they would get me to heaven, but that they would improve my chances a lot. And we ended up getting married, had a fairly good marriage. We had our struggles, but it was still good. And then in about a year ago, a little over a year ago, we were invited to come to a Bible study. My brother-in-law invited us to come to a Bible study they were going to, and they were focusing on a child training topic which had appealed to us. We didn't have any children yet, but we wanted to have children sometime in the future. I had never been there, but I didn't really have a strong desire to go, but I was still kind of curious, so we decided to start going. And the first time we went, after the study, the leader led me through Ephesians 2. And the verses that he brought out were, "For by grace through faith, and not of ourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And that was a very new thought to me, that it doesn't matter, the works I do don't improve my chances. It's just from faith through God that I can be saved. And that was a very new thought. And it was an eye-opener for me that day, and time went on. We kept going to Bible studies every week and learned more. But I still had a lot of questions. Then one evening we were asked for dinner, and I got asked if I was born again. I said I didn't know. So they kind of walked me through the process, had a couple questions, went through 1 John a lot, 1 John 2, 1 John 3, answered their questions, confessed that I believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son. And then we came to 1 John 5, where it says, "If you believe in these things, you shall know that you can have everlasting life." It made a lot of things clear for me, but I still couldn't quite accept the fact that God is actually true to His Word, that exactly what He says is true. But God was working in my life, and a couple months later, after a Bible study, I was talking to one of the men there and had a couple questions for him. I didn't feel totally free yet. Had a lot of questions for him. And went through the scriptures and he prayed for me. I confessed sins. Basically more general sins. I wasn't very specific. But he prayed for me and I prayed. And I always had a challenge to pray aloud. I would just pray a lot, but pray by myself. And for the first time, I prayed aloud, and it just freed me. I got weight lifted, felt totally happy, and it was just a good feeling. And we kept going to Bible studies. We didn't participate in the communion in our church because Bible studies were frowned upon. But we didn't want to give them up, so we didn't participate because of compromise. They were had a lot of rules we didn't agree with. So instead of saying we're just agreed, then doing how we want to, we just didn't participate in communion. And so I moved on. We left the church early this year, moved, and very shortly after that, men's leadership was going on here, and I decided to come. I had to give myself up to coming. It was kind of a new thing for me to take a week off of work and just go and sit through meetings. But I decided to come, and throughout the day, the messages were they seemed almost deeper than I could grasp. But I very much enjoyed the evening messages and the prayer groups. The prayer groups were just a wonderful time of sharing, questions, confessing sins. It's just very good. Now, Wednesday evening, there was a message, and the whole way through the message, I was just convicted that I need to respond to the altar call. So I ended up responding to the altar call and just prayed and poured out my heart to God and went to the back, and there was a counselor there, and we went through a counseling session, and he just had a lot of questions for me, asking me if I had given my heart to the Lord, and if I had confessed all my sins, and so he prayed over me, and what he's past sins kept coming back, and I still wasn't really free from the sins I'd confessed before. So the more he prayed, the more I was convicted to repent, and so I confessed specific sins this time, sins from the past, immoral sins, basically just any type of sins, but I was very specific. And everything that just came to my mind, I would confess, and we would sit for a little bit and think about it, and more sins would come, and I would confess. And then in the end, he wondered if I want to pray. And I did, so I just asked God for forgiveness, and gave my life to him, my family, and just wanted to live a life for him. And I came to realize that I had pride issues that I wasn't dealing with, that it takes a lot of humiliation to confess sins specifically and have other people know about them. And numerous times throughout my life, or throughout the last couple months, I had people wondering if I was baptized again, or if I had a believer's baptism. I don't think I had a believer's baptism. I was not born again. I was not a Christian. And For me, baptism is just the drowning of your old sins that you don't think, or that you don't, they don't haunt you anymore, that you get a fresh start, you come up out of the water, you get a fresh start of a new life. And mostly for me, it would be a remembrance of my covenant to the Lord, and that I can believe His promises, and just to keep my faith in Him. Praise God for all He's done, all the glory go to Him.
I would like to share my testimony of Jesus, what He has done in my life. I also grew up Amish, and we were a large family of children. I mean, there was a lot of children in our home, a lot of happiness as children will have. As far as being exposed to the scripture as a child, it was always in German. My parents didn't support anything else, so I didn't understand much of what I read or heard. That is probably why, and also I'm sure it was my flesh. That is why when I was more like 12 or coming into the age of a youth, I viewed God as not a friendly God, but as a very angry and distant figure. When I got to the age of where the youth start going, when I turned 16, I started going with the youth, and I rebelled against my parents. I didn't want to do anything that they said, and would rather do the opposite, of course. And also, I rebelled against the church rules. They didn't make sense, and I did not want to do that. At 17, I took instruction for baptism. I knew that my parents wanted me to, and everybody else did it, so I did too, and I received baptism. But it was a tremendous thing for me, because you had to go up in front just like now, and but after that it was just like, oh good, that's over, and that was all there was to it. I do realize, looking back, that I was searching for fulfillment in my life, but I was a very empty person and did not have a very high esteem of myself. I would think of God, but like I said before, it wasn't a very happy thought. And the Bible was so boring. I knew that people read the Bible, but I would try maybe, and it wouldn't make sense, and I would just lay it aside again. And plus, I would feel guilty because I wanted to read it in English, and I wasn't supposed to, so I just laid it aside. And summer of 04, I had a job. It was my dream job. I worked with horses, and I love horses, and I started turning more and more to that. Like, that was my fulfillment, and that was what I talked, and that was what I did. And I remember a beautiful spring morning where I was taking care of a horse. I worked for a vet, so I sort of knew how to take care of injuries. There was a horse that had an injury on her foot, and I was taking care of this. And I was in that home. I was at my brother-in-law's, and they were having their Sunday morning devotions. It was the Sunday that we had church every 2 weeks, so we didn't have church, and they were having devotions, and I was invited to join them, and I said, well, devotions really made me uncomfortable, so I said, no, thank you. And I was taking care of the horse, and a little later, my brother-in-law, it was Daniel, came out, and he talked to me of my soul, and he said, he didn't point to the soul directly at first, but he said, do you know what would happen with that horse's foot if you wouldn't take care of it? And of course I did. I very quickly told him that, you know, it would not get better. It would actually probably ruin the horse. And he said, that is the condition of your soul. If you don't do something for it, it will be ruined. And I did join them for devotions that morning, mostly to please people. But thank God I, you know, did still. Later on, people were asking me questions about my brother-in-law and my sister. They had been making some lifestyle changes, and they didn't make sense to me, but I didn't ask, but then people were asking me, so I thought, well, I should give an answer. That makes sense. I wanted to give an answer. And so I asked my brother-in-law why they do the things they do, and he told me, he explained how we are all accountable before God. No one can stand up on Judgment Day and say, I told Sarah to do this and she listened, therefore, Lord, you need to excuse her. And that was just really a stirring for me. And I did search. I didn't go into the Bible. I would more ask questions. And in March of 2005, I got married to Ben. And I decided then, this is when my life will change. I will keep the church rules, and I thought that it would make me happy and it would fill the emptiness. And it didn't happen. Like Ben said, we had a pretty good marriage. We had struggles, but there was still an emptiness, and I feel that is only the emptiness that God can fill, only God can fill. I would, of course, go do my weekly shopping, or, you know, every 2 weeks, and I would take the horse. We had an unruly horse, and, of course, that made a danger to be on the road with him. So every time I would think, something could happen, and I could die, and I was scared. I had a fear of death. And about 2 years after getting married, we started going to a Bible study, and I wanted to go because I had gone a few times, and I saw people who read their Bibles and they were getting something out of it. They seemed to find them interesting, and I wanted that too. I remember going to a Bible study one evening, and the song was playing on the radio of the song Peace Like a River. And the phrase, it is well with my soul, just a longing came into my heart to know that it is well with my soul. A realization was stirring that maybe there is an assurance of heaven for people like me. And we kept going to Bible study, and we were just sitting down to dinner, and they asked, we kept going to Bible study, and we got invited to the leader and his wife's home for dinner. And they asked as we were sitting down that if we're born again. And we had been asked that question before, and I would just kind of go, I would answer it directly. And this time I was like, I'm going to be honest. And I said, I don't know. And they said, well, we can help you with that. And after the meal, they took us through some verses in John, and they came to the verse in John 3:36 where it talks about believing in the Son and having everlasting life, the promises there. And something in my heart just said, yes, I believe, and I believe that I no longer must struggle to please God, that I can have the assurance that it is done. I don't have to do it. And my burden, a burden just lifted. My soul just felt like a big sigh. And I knew that God God didn't, you know, expect me to do things for that anymore. And I feel that is when I was converted, and I didn't realize it till about a week later. I was going shopping again, and the same thought went through my mind. I'm sure it was a habit by then, and I all of a sudden realized that if I would die, it wouldn't matter. That is when I realized that I believe God has worked in my heart. And the Word of God since then is becoming more precious. I have learned how to pray in faith, and I have learned how to pray for understanding of His Word, that I may read His Word and love it. And that is happening more and more. Also, sanctification. I had a struggle after I was born again, thinking that now I must do everything right. I cannot sin. And since then I have learned that sanctification is not something that happens in one moment or one day. It happens over time. And I just want to share with you how we moved early this year. And the place where we had lived before, I was always surrounded by people. We were in an apartment, so there was always, if I heard a noise, oh, well, that's the lady next door going up the stairs or something. And so we moved into this house, which is back off the road and in the woods. And I remember the first morning when Ben left, seeing the tail lights go out the lane, and I was like, I am alone. I am all by myself. And I would hear noises, and I would be afraid. But I kept telling myself, no, I'm not alone. God is here. But I don't think I quite believed it, because one morning I was lying up in bed and I heard a noise, and I also heard the dog bark, which was very unusual, and something made me think that this noise was the basement door opening, and I felt there was someone in the basement. And I laid up there for about 2 hours in terrible dread. And finally I said, this is ridiculous. If somebody is down there and they come up, I'm just going to be up here. So I dressed myself and I went on my knees and I asked God that He would be with me and He would deliver me of whatever it is, real or imagination. And I believe He answered that prayer, because I had the courage to go downstairs and I had the courage to eat my breakfast. I moved around a little quietly, but finally the dog was in the basement, so I had to go down to take care of her. And this courage was put into my heart. I said to myself, I am going into the basement. I don't care what is down there. The worst thing that can happen is I will die. And praise God. I went down there, and there was nothing down there but the dog. The basement door was tightly closed, but I do believe that it was an attack from the enemy. But I feel God used it to strengthen me. And since then, my faith is more real. God answers my prayers. After leadership and Ben's experience of confession of sin, I was convicted a few days later that I should confess sins, that I have sins that haven't been taken care of. And I struggled for a few days, but I finally asked God to carry me through this, that I feel I need to do it, and I confessed all the sins that came to my heart and to God, and told Him I was sorry, and I had this beautiful feeling of deliverance and joy, and just felt like singing. And I was, you know, very blessed by confessing those sins of the past. And so now I want to be baptized, because I believe I am a child of God. And baptism means to me that Jesus, well, first of all, I feel that it is something that believers should do. because Jesus commanded it. It's a command of Jesus. And I feel it symbolizes, it's an outward symbol of what God did inside my heart. He did a work that created a newness, and I want to be baptized to bury the old man and to rise in the newness that God gives.
I just wanted to share, when I was reading through devotions this morning, I was reading in Acts, and I came across a few places. The one was where the Enoch was sitting in his carriage, and I think it was Philip came and explained the gospel to him, and right away he was like, well, here's water, why can't I be baptized? And they baptized him. And the same with Paul. He was converted, and immediately he was just baptized. Just gave us something to think about. Pray for us.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. To return to the main menu, press 0. You may leave us a message by pressing 099. Or if you'd rather speak to us in person, you may call us on our cell phones. For most, dial 717-656-9576. For Don, dial 717-606-2811. For Jeff, dial 423-618-9491. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 088. To find out how to listen to a church service at Effort of Christian Fellowship, press 077. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.